This is USA News. I'm Lou Flores. The FBI will be searching former Vice President Pence's Indiana home for more classified material. The Wall Street Journal reports the search will occur in the coming days as the DOJ is in talks with Pence's legal team. This comes after Pence's attorneys recently disclosed several documents with classified markings were found at his home and later turned over to authorities. Attorneys said the documents were inadvertently packed up and transported to the home. The Justice Department is also currently investigating President Biden and former President Trump's handling of classified material. In Texas, hundreds of thousands of Austin Energy customers lost power, and many remain in the dark due to the severe winter weather this week. Victoria Adani has more.
More than 100 restoration crews are working to get the lights back on in the city, including some from neighboring areas, to put an end to the repeated outages.
I've been doing this over 20-something years, and I haven't seen this much devastation outside of tornadoes up north. The problem is the ice and the weight.
General Manager Jackie Sargent says the power outage situation in Austin is complex.
Involving heavy construction equipment in areas that are sometimes impassable due to downed trees and branches.
I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Speaker of the House is defending a move to oust Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from a key committee. California's Kevin McCarthy pointed to the fact that Democrats removed several Republicans from all their committee assignments in the last Congress due to comments they made. He noted Omar is only being removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee and she can serve on others. The House voted in favor of removing the Minnesota Democrat from the panel as punishment for controversial comments she made about Israel. Punxsutawney says there will be six more weeks of winter. That prediction came as he saw his shadow this morning in western Pennsylvania on Groundhog Day. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The South is dealing with the effects of an ice storm while the Northeast braces for Arctic air. More than 15 million people from Rhode Island to Maine will be under wind chill warnings starting Friday morning as New England could see wind chills up to 50 degrees below zero over a 24-hour period. The Northeast will be spared the ice storm that has claimed 8 lives and caused power outages throughout the South. Hazardous driving conditions remain in some parts of the South. The weather continues to affect air travel, with 1,700 flights canceled Thursday and nearly 600 flights already canceled for Friday. The U.S. government has been tracking a suspected Chinese spy balloon.
Earlier this week, the balloon was spotted hovering over the northern part of the country, near Billings, Montana. That was on Wednesday. U.S. government officials say the Chinese high-altitude balloon appeared to fly in through Canada. A senior defense official said it was still floating around somewhere as of late Thursday. Officials have discussed shooting it out of the sky. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden is set to declare federal funding to upgrade Philadelphia's water system. On Friday, Biden and Vice President Harris will be visiting a Philadelphia water treatment plant to announce $500 million will be allocated to remove and replace the city's lead pipes. The move is part of a broader government effort to get rid of lead water pipes across the country. The Biden administration has set a goal to replace all lead service lines within the next decade. Several House Democrats are calling on Speaker Kevin McCarthy to create a select committee to combat anti-Semitism. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.